Man derives his name from the possession of the mind. As a man thinks, so he becomes. Man means mind, and mind means man. Mind is only a bundle of thoughts. Thoughts give rise to actions, and what we enjoy or suffer in this world are the consequences of these actions. It follows, therefore, that only when man's thoughts are good will his life be good. Thoughts are highly potent. They survive the death of man. Hence, it is essential to keep out bad thoughts from our minds. It is bad thoughts that separate man from man and make them forget their common divinity. When men realize that the Atma in every body is one and the same, there will be no room for differences. The peace of the individual, as well as of the world, depends on the mind, hence the need for proper disciplining of the mind. Most precious, question 63. Dear one, speak to us of what to do with repeated thoughts. Answer. If at first a thought does not get attention, or if you don't start a dialogue with it will passively pass. Those thoughts are repeated and annoying, which at some point you feared, hated, or loved. They are repeated because you reacted to them. Maybe not every time, but they did get your attention. Otherwise, how would you know that they are repeated? Now, to demonstrate it to you, a child does a new trick, and you react by laughter or a kind comment. The child wants more attention, so it does it again. Again, you like it and show your joy. So he does it repeatedly and wants your approval over and over again. But this time, you don't want to see it repeated, so you walk away. The child follows you for a while. You continue doing something else without ever paying attention to the fact that the child is following you. You totally disconnect yourself from the past moment. Therefore, you move on to doing something else. The child eventually turns around and leaves you alone because of the lack of attention that you gave to him. Now you see what you feared, hated, and loved in the past comes to haunt you as long as you show reaction, interest, or even desire to remove it or push it away or to embrace it. Repeated thoughts are very common for a person who has been a slave to his mind. But for an awakened one, they are non-existent. There is no use for the repeated thoughts. You are the witness, not the activity of the mind.